The Fumbled Anthology presents Inversion, a Call of Cthulhu scenario written by Alex Gillott and Bud Baird, featuring Alex Green as Yves Toussaint.
That's well and good, but it translates to another language that you have to read. So can you read?
Emily Moxon as Dr. Amelia Taylor.
I can hear something this way. I think it's a phone.
John Roger as Clark Blake.
Oh, well, the main thing, mate, is just to make some noise to get people to come, you know.
Liam Braid as Will Billy Baker.
Oh, this is when they tell us what the challenge is. I'll go answer it.
And the Keeper of Arcane Lore is Alex Gilliott himself.
You see, the bunker itself appears to be embedded partially in the rear wall of this warehouse.
Part 2. A phone that rings.
So you managed to push the door at the end of the bunker open. And as you sort of peer out, it takes a moment for your eyes to sort of grasp what you're seeing. You see what looks like the inside of a warehouse. There are several old-fashioned looking wooden crates stacked on the wall to the right. On the far side of the warehouse, you can see a pair of what look like steel sort of double doors.
Was this here before? Had we seen this? Hang on.
No. You were outside. You were out in the middle. You basically got in the middle of an abandoned airstrip.
What? How the fuck did we get in here?
What the fuck, man?
Sacre bleu.
Oh, so it was a prank.
You also hear what sounds like it might be kind of an alarm in the distance somewhere. Like,
so it's a big empty room. And are those suitcases on the right? What are they?
Yeah, they look like they look like more old-fashioned wooden crates.
Okay.
I'll make sure just to go grab like a to-go bag and throw a couple of beers and some drinks into it.
But you got the beers on you, have you?
Yeah, I'm gonna put the backpack. I'm gonna put like the tech stuff in there. I might pull a hard drive from a computer or two around. Throw it in there just in case.
There was also a bunch of some snacks in there, like boxes of potato chips and things like that.
Yeah, I'll throw a few in there. Bunch of junk food. Make sure everyone else has got some.
Some of those like power drinks. What was it like? Red Bull, stuff like that.
I'm gonna settle up to Amelia. Hey, Amelia, love. What's your story, eh?
I hardly think now is the time to have that conversation. I'd quite like to get out of here.
Oh, come on, it's all just show business, that's fine.
It's not show business. This is not how it was supposed to turn out. And I can't explain any of this. I mean, you're supposed to have some kind of trade, surely you should understand.
As I said, I just saw the email the other day, I thought this would be a cool story. I don't know who the fuck these guys are.
Alright, well, if you even want to contemplate doing anything like that, I want to get out of here. Start problem solving that.
Alright. Alright. Don't need to get your knickers in or not. Come on.
Meow.
Trying to make some friends here, bruv.
So, Yves, you stepped out of the container? Of the bunker?
Yep. I've stepped out of the container. I think my initial reaction seeing this is I'm going to check my phone and see if there's reception or any sort of signal, just so I can figure out where we are.
There's a few strange things that catch your attention. Number one is this bunker doesn't look like anything you've seen on Area 52. It's all concrete. It's cool in here, apparently. There's this like glow behind you, and as you turn around and look, you see the bunker itself appears to be embedded partially in the rear wall of this of this warehouse. And
how the fuck did they do that?
There's a strange sort of liquid. Almost looks like it's glowing. It almost looks like melted steel, sort of pouring from the edges of where it's connected, where it's passing through the wall. And
I'm gonna walk over to it. I'm gonna grab one of the phones I picked up that doesn't work or isn't, like, I can't access it. And just because, does it look like molten? Does it look really hot?
It looks almost like molten steel. But you're not feeling any heat from it as you get closer.
I'm just gonna, like, maybe take one of the phones and just, like, throw it under the, looks like a drip. I'll just throw it under the drip and see if it burns. Just to test if it's hot or not.
It doesn't. It just spreads across it. In fact, what you see is a little bit of frost appear near the edges of it.
Frost.
It looks cold. Oh. It actually looks cold.
Can I do like a theoretical physics roll to determine what this could be? Or
A physics roll? Yep.
All right. That is a 73, but that's a pass because I theoretical physics is 75. Fuck, I'm smart. I'm so smart. Okay.
Okay, yeah, so...
The phone appears to frost somehow.
I imagine Eves is sort of like, you know, sort of hunkered down there, you know, sort of, you know, sort of squatting with, you know, looking at the phone, sort of thinking. And yeah, you're not, you've never seen anything like this. It could be some kind of chemical luminescence, like, you know, kind of like in glow sticks, but, you know, but some kind of cold material. But why it would be sort of bleeding through here, you have no idea. It makes no sense.
Set dressing. I don't know how the fuck we ended up in here though.
This is well.
Oi, Clarky.
Yeah, g'day, mate.
You're tech support, aren't you, man?
Yeah.
How about between the two of? I don't know what my accent's doing. For fuck's sake. how about between the two of us, we work out if we can get the computers in the bunker working.
Yeah, well, we need a bit of power, so I'm hoping you can do something.
Yeah, well, I've got electronics and electrical repair. Let's see if we can get them working.
All right, then.
So we're going to go in the bunker, see if we can get any of the computers in there working again.
Okay. All right.
So, first of all, do they look like they're connected to any sort of power source at all?
Yeah, they are. And you probably noticed it when you first came in that there's a breaker box attached to the rear of the bunker, where they have, you know, all the equipment to hooked up to, and a pretty simple, straightforward one, professionally done. All right. You know,
I'm going to use my electrical repairs if I can get that on again.
Yeah. Yep. Give me an electrical repair roll.
My electrical repair, guys, is 75, so I've got a good chance.
Oh.
That is a 13. It's extreme success.
Okay. All right. Excellent. So you're able to figure out at least two things. One, there appears to be no juice going to the panel itself. Mm. So the breaker panel has no juice going to it. The second thing you notice is that every single one of the breakers has been thrown. Now you've tried turning them back on, but there's literally no power going to the bunker itself, as far as you can tell.
So there's no way of getting the computers back on.
No, they don't have their own bat. These are all, you know, desktop computers. So there's no.
All right, never mind, Clarky man.
Well,
about the only computer like things you have are your phones, and as I said, those seem to work. There was no damage to them, as far as you can tell. You know, they have full juice, but you're not getting any kind of signal, which you wouldn't necessarily expect to in this, surrounded by concrete like this.
Was there a door or an exit? Or is it just entirely concrete?
No, there's a pair of double doors at the far end of this warehouse. And like I said, the only other thing in here is there are a few crates off the side.
Toussaint, have you still got those other phones?
Yeah, of course. You go.
Oh, thanks.
Give him the phones. I don't have any moist for them.
I'll just try and look through them to see if there's anything that might be helpful, and then I'm just going to turn them all off just to conserve battery power, basically.
Mm. I might just quickly rummage for a first aid kit if I can.
Yeah, and they definitely have a first aid kit here. They have a couple, and it's actually a pretty good one. They did not skimp on the safety equipment. There's also some other simple PPE in here as well. There's some face masks.
I should have asked that earlier.
Some latex
gloves.
Asked
that earlier. Is anyone hurt?
And of course, you only think of yourself, don't you, stupid Englishman? Typical Englishman knows the same way, so selfish. Okay, I've got some first aid kits. It looks pretty good, and better than what we have back in Paris. Okay, now you two bumbling for what it looks like, a power source or something. Do you notice how there are fucking lights in this warehouse? Do you not see the fucking lights? There is a power source somewhere. It's not here, though. So I think we should probably go looking for it. Maybe you drag a computer or something with your big muscles. Come on, Australia, man. You can probably stop drinking for a bit. Grab a computer, maybe take it with you or something.
Yeah, all right, then we don't need the attitude. You know, otherwise you're not going to eat any of these flaming hot Cheetos.
I don't think you understand the attitude. This is a perfectly normal attitude for the situation you find yourself in. You're drinking and you're doing all the... Oh, but maybe the computer will work. You are so stupid.
Hey, wives, bro. Do they not...
It's fucking Eves, you fucking monkey!
Do they not have Survivor in France? You know the leader gets voted out first all the time.
I don't fucking watch Survivor. I'm too busy doing actual physics, actually changing the fucking world for people.
As this argument is unfolding, Dr. Amelia Taylor is watching these three baboons try and do something and is edging slowly towards the door to leave.
I would be offended. I would be offended if I was Clark, because really he hasn't really been participating in this.
Yeah, I'd just be like, it's an energy drink and some Cheetos. I'm just like, hey,
Amelia loves you. I was bad. This French guy's nuts.
Trusting none of these gentlemen with her safety, walking towards the door.
Okay, we're going. Let's get going.
Okay. So yeah, so you walk over toward the doors. You see you pass by the crates on the side. Give me a spot hidden.
All of us or just Amelia?
Oh no, just Amelia.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Success.
Okay. Yeah, as you kind of glance over, you notice that there is some, you know, there's some things stenciled on the side, some block text, but it looks Russian. I don't know. Does Amelia speak Russian?
I don't think she does. I think she is English through and through.
You've got a little thing in the backpack.
Okay. But it's you know the Cyrillic letters are enough to, you know.
Yeah. Clarky suggestion.
You can tell it's Russian. You just can't read it.
Clarky, say your suggestion louder.
Sorry, what was that, Amelia?
What? Oh, what have you got over there, Amelia? I'm just gonna walk away from the bickering English and the French.
Yeah. Yeah, got it.
Yeah, but we do have a translator thing.
It's always the English and the French, isn't it?
Yeah, we've got a translator.
Clarky, do you have that translation box from before? I've got some Russian here that I can't understand.
Oh, yeah, of course. Pull it out of the backpack and pass it over.
All right. Yeah, and you, as I said, you guys have played around with them for a couple of days. They're actually surprisingly accurate. They're much better with clear text, and you know, you basically point it at it and it will print out, you know, sort of on the screen what, you know, what it says. And in this particular case, other than some serial numbers and some other, you know, things like that, the things that stand out is the other words, boron carbide.
Anyone know what that is?
I will probably know what that is.
Yes.
Can I do intelligence or physics or whatever?
Yeah, give me an intelligence, and you can use a bonus die if you want, but I don't think you'll need it.
I don't need it. But you know what? You don't get the chance to do a bonus die these days.
Yeah.
I won't need it anyway. It's a 17. Maybe I'll try and get a 7. Nah, 17 will do.
Yeah, I mean, you know that boron carbide is a common compound used to cover radioactive material like in the event of a contamination spill, rather.
It appears to be it's a chemicals that are used to clean up radiation. That is not a good sign.
Is that goo on your phone, radiation man?
I do not think so. It's not unlike anything I've ever seen before. I've dealt with lots of radiation stuff, lots of radioactive material, and no, this is not does not appear to be anything like anything I've seen before. We should probably avoid touching it, so you know, just in case. We should probably keep moving.
So anyway, there's three boxes. Whatever they have it here for, there's basically three large crates of this boron carbide.
Can I open it up and have a look at what it looks like? Because I'm just curious. Clarky's just wants to look at it.
Yeah, it's not locked. You open it up. It's a big old wooden crate, big heavy cover. You open it up, you know, metal hinges, and it flips back, and yeah, you see these dark metal canisters, you know, basically like they're like big, like really big cans of soup almost. But there's, you know, there's a couple dozen of them in each crate. You notice tucked in the side of the crate, there's another sort of like a leather little satchel, sort of tucked in off to the side.
Pull that open and have a look. See.
What is that? What have you got there, Clark?
Oh, it's a leather satchel. There's also these giant soup canisters, but you know.
Yeah, that's what with the boron carbide. But you know, but that is not boron carbide. What is that? What have you got there?
Leather satchel. It's probably some. Is that open up?
It looks like some kind of electronic device, an old-fashioned one, really old. To you, anyway. it has kind of a square metallic housing. It has a separate kind of cylindrical device attached to it by a wire. Give me an intelligence roll.
Can I do one as well, since I'm watching him?
Yeah. Anyone there can see it.
I'm just munching on Clarky's Cheetos.
Oh, yeah. well, I got a hard success. Do you want an extreme success? So I can do that.
Nope. Hard is fine.
Perfect.
Where's the intelligence? I rolled a 6, so I'm pretty sure it's good.
Oh, well, that's pretty good. It's top left.
Oh, yeah.
So...
Yeah, it's good. It's, 13. Yeah, hard success.
Okay. So, it's basically a dosimeter, which is... It's kind of an old-fashioned Geiger counter.
Perfect. Hey, you found it's like a Geiger counter, but it's very old. Like, we predated the Geiger counter.
All right.
Very useful. Good find, Clark.
I'll try and turn it on.
I was going to say, Eves, you're familiar with nuclear radiation and so forth and have some experience, and you're obviously a bit older, too. So, this looks like it dates back to the 70s, but it is in mint condition. Even the leather is, you know, because, you know, you find some old leather stuff and it gets kind of dried out and sort of, you know, dusty. But this looks like it came off a you know, a sales shelf yesterday. It looks brand new.
Yeah, it's a strange thing. This thing is, I mean, they made these things in the 70s. Most of the ones I see are very damaged or they have, you know, well worn. But this one looks brand new, which is very strange. You should, when we... Do you mind if we test it on the strange...
Yeah, have a go, yeah. I'll hand it over to the song.
Cool. I'm just going to walk over to the weird liquid and test if it's radioactive.
Well, it's not liquid. The boron carbide is... It's in...
No, not the boron carbide. The weird goo that was coming out of the bunker.
Oh, I see. Yeah. Stuff pouring in. I got you. Okay.
Yeah.
You can capture some of it in a soup.
Yeah, I just want to know if it's radioactive, because I have anything to worry about. Sure. Yeah, so yeah, I wander over.
Okay,
And I'll.
So you can give me a physics roll or a hard education roll.
I'll take physics.
I assume the physics for you. Yeah,
I'll take physics. Okay, that is a 96. It's not a fumble because my physics is 90. I'm definitely going to push it though because I kind of have to.
Okay.
I'm going to move closer, I guess, would be like perhaps closer than I normally would when testing something that's radioactive.
You're making adjustments.
Much better. That's much better. That's a regular success. Yeah.
Okay. Because I was going to say, if If you had failed that, I was supposed to tell you ahead of time. But if you had failed that, you would have accidentally put your hand underneath.
Yeah. Oh yeah. 100%. Yeah. For sure.
But no, you get it working. It's
yeah.
It's just an old. You're not used to this old technology, and you realize that you have to, you know, turn.
It's been a little while since I've used it. Yeah.
Yeah. You're not getting any ticks though.
Could I do an intelligence or an idea roll to see if this is familiar to me at all?
Sure.
Also, what was the result of it being radioactive or not?
No, you didn't. No movement on the needle.
As I suspected, it is perfectly safe. Or maybe not safe, but it will not kill you just by standing near it, which is useful. Well, you're fine, Clark. You're welcome to keep it if you like.
So I'm insane, guys. This is all just YouTube. It's all just show business.
I'm just going to ignore this strange Englishman. Clark, you seem to know what you're doing. Yeah, well, I can show you how to use it if you like.
Oh, yeah, mate. I'm already carrying, like, this computer that we're going to try and power on and my backpack full of snacks and things.
You're making a fool of yourself, you know, in front of the patrons.
Well, I can...
Yeah,
I
mean, by the
I
way,
can...
each of you, if you want, you have your backpacks, you're given to you by the debunkers. So I don't know if you have any of that other stuff too.
The only thing I took out of that was the translator. Everything else was just faff that I don't want.
Okay.
I don't want any
fair,
of it.
Fair enough.
Don't even want the shirt. Doesn't fit me.
All right. I think Emily had an answer about something.
Yeah.
How'd so what did you get, Amelia, on your roll?
I rolled 49. So it. I don't have a skill in that area, but it's
intelligence.
Up the top.
It's top right for me.
Yeah, no, that's pretty decent then.
It's my top right.
Oh, I'm okay.
Yeah. No, I mean it doesn't feel familiar to you.
What's your specialty again, Em?
Psychiatry.
And so you're wondering if the goo is familiar.
But I'm great with chemistry.
Oh, okay.
Goddamn right. Sweet drugs.
Yeah, I mean, well, like Eve's. I was gonna say, like Eve's, your thought is maybe it's some sort of chemical light, like a glow stick, but you've never seen anything like this. It's whatever it is, it's still fairly bright.
All right, I've had enough of this big empty room. Let's go out the door.
I don't want to give the impression that I don't know anything about it, but I'm then going to direct the gentleman back to the door. I'm like, this is all incredibly fascinating, but. Would anybody else like to leave? Because...
Yeah, there's probably like an obstacle course or something through the next door.
Well, off you go, Billy.
Yeah. I'll go first.
Yeah, I mean, the door... You get over to the doors. You don't notice any kind of lock on them or anything like that. They don't seem to be locked.
Yeah, I'll go through.
Yep. So you pull it open. There's a little bit of resistance, and almost like the air in the room seems to inhale as if some sort of pressure seal. So
that's right.
As you pull on it.
That's right. I'm a strong lad.
And you don't smell anything, but you all do get this sort of wave of nausea almost. And the lights in the warehouse dim slightly. But the hallway beyond the door has sort of an industrial look to it. It has a smooth concrete floor, walls, ceiling with some flickering fluorescent lights. Every 15 feet or so, there are air ducts and pipes moving, bundled wires along the ceiling's corner. And there's a set of double doors directly across. And... another set about 15 feet to the right. There's a yellow stripe running along the wall, and something written above it in Russian. And that klaxon sound you heard is definitely louder out here.
Oi, who's got that translator thing? I want to use it on the wall.
Oh, everyone should have their own in their backpack. But here you go.
Apparently I've got my own. Okay, I'm gonna go use the translator thing on the wall.
Okay. It says level 1.
It says level 1, guys.
uh,
All right, so level one, and it's just like a big warehouse, is it?
No, it's a corridor. The corridor goes off to the right, and there's some double doors a little further down. There's some, like I said, some right across the hall here.
This looks like that Stranger Things show. We're gonna have some girl with superpowers come out soon.
Yeah, I mean it's not what you would expect. You know, unless you were somehow, you know, drugged and transported here or something else, you're not exactly sure what all this means. But that's all I see. As I said, the lights are flickering. You hear that alarm going off. It's still somewhat muted, but it's carrying on. And you know, there are other sort of ambient sounds that you hear, like the sound of whirring fan motors, things like that.
I'm gonna do the obvious thing and just yell out, "G'day, anyone here?"
You know, as they speak, it must be speaking Russian or something, you know.
Oh well, the main thing, mate, is just to make some noise to get people to come, you know. If I hear someone yelling out, I'd probably be like, "What's going on?"
Everyone give me a listen check.
What's my listen? Oh, it's not great. It's not great.
No.
No, I failed.
Yeah, what's
I pass.
The...
Oh, wait,
did you go in?
No, I failed. But I can pass it.
You did or you didn't?
I failed, but I can spend 2 luck to make it a success. I'll see if anyone else sees it before I do that.
Okay.
I've got to ask something. Like,
yeah.
I know there's something. If you roll really high, it's bad. Right?
Yeah.
What did you roll?
I rolled a 92. No, I rolled a 92, but I don't know.
96 or above.
Usually it's. Yeah.
Right. I got a hard success.
So, oh really? Okay. So, as these guys are talking, you kind of like shh, listen, and you can hear coming from somewhere off to the right. You hear a phone ringing.
I start walking towards the location of the sound. So you said to the right. So I'm going to kind of press my ear up that way and see if I can hear anything.
Doctor.
Us three boys are probably bickering to each other, so we don't hear it.
No, I'm not bickering. I'm watching you. I'm like, "Doctor, what are you hitting?"
So I go to the wall, press my ear against it, tell the boys to shush, or at least Eve, who's trying to talk to me while I'm listening to this phone.
Alright. It definitely seems to be coming from beyond the double doors that are on your right in the hall.
Right, so do we just go straight ahead then? What are we doing?
You don't hear it. You don't hear what's going on.
Yeah, I know, that's what I'm saying, straight ahead. Not off to the right, let's go straight.
We should follow the alarm, eh?
Yeah, let's follow the
alarm.
I can
hear something this way. I think it's a phone.
A phone? We can call for help.
Oh, this is when they tell us what the challenge is. I'll go answer it.
I don't think you should be talking to anyone right now. You're clearly insane. I think they would like to hear from someone who is sensible, you know?
No, that makes sense. I wonder if this is part of the prank or part of the joke. We should definitely head that way.
Either way, we should head that way. I agree. Let's go.
All right. I'll find the phone.
Okay, so you follow the sound of the phone?
Oui.
Okay. So you push through, huh?
Sorry.
Yeah, you push through the double doors, and there's a couple doors on the left hand wall. There's another set of double doors on the right, but the sound is coming from an open doorway up ahead, and as you sort of, you know, walk up that way, this corridor continues on, by the way, past those double doors. As you turn the corner into that, you see another door in this kind of side corridor open, and it's louder and it appears to be coming from in there. And it's even louder now with that sort of, and you know, it's sort of an old fashioned ring too. It's not like your more modern phones. It's just, it has that kind of ring 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 sound to it. You go past and you end up in what looks like an office.
Do I see the phone?
Yeah, it's a single black phone on a wall. The only other thing on the wall is a photograph of
With that, probably even looking in the room, I'm going to push past the lads and answer the phone and be like, "This is Dr. Amelia Taylor."
No, I want to answer. It'll be YouTube.
He's gone straight.
I'm going to race for the phone.
Okay, we're racing for the phone.
Oh my god. Oh yeah, it's on the wall. Let's see.
Yep. Okay. And you notice immediately that it does not have any kind of dialing mechanism. There's no buttons, no rotary, no nothing.
I think we're doing like a posed role to see who gets to the phone first.
Okay. Yeah, so I tell you what, whoever raises me for the phone, give me dexterity.
Did you guys ever watch did you guys ever read the Dresden Files?
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
Yeah. In that first scene, the two main characters, so Dresden and Murphy, they both run to try and open the door for each other at the start bit. That's the energy it's giving.
It's like that. Yeah, yeah.
I need to what? I need to read that.
All right. So who did better on the dexterity check?
I rolled a 2.
Oh. Ooh.
I don't know. Fight me on my 70 over here, Billy.
Oh, you got a 7?
70, I think.
17.
Oh, 70. Oh, okay.
It's probably because I'm carrying my handbag at the same time.
Billy gets there. Yeah.
So Billy, you make it just ahead of
and
pick it up.
I don't want to push her, but I use my tall, slender legs to get there quickly. I pick up the phone. I'm like, "Hello, YouTube."
Can you give me a power roll?
Power roll. All I've said is "Hello, YouTube" so far. Okay.
Oh god.
Oh god. It's gone from a 2 to a 98. Nice. What's my power? My power's 55, so not a fumble.
Oh, it's not a fumble.
Oh, how the turntables.
Yeah, you hear a voice with a heavy Indian accent.
This is Steve from Microsoft. I'm calling about your computer.
It's one of those scam YouTube channels now, apparently.
No scam. I'm Microsoft.
Okay, what's wrong with my computer, bro?
You have received virus recently, and I'm from your computer company.
Oh yeah. So what do I do about it? Do I need to transfer you all my money or something?
No. What is your email address?
Hey, Eves.
Are we?
It's Anton and Ian. They want your email address.
Oh, let me speak to them. I don't give anyone my email address out here. Let me speak to them.
Okay, and I hand the phone.
Hello?
The line is dead.
There's no one's there. What are you talking about? You stupid. Yeah, I have the phone back.
It was just one of those Indian scammers. I was going to give them your email just instead.
You are really a fucking child, aren't you? I'm going to quickly do a spot hidden to determine if there's like a plug that we can plug this computer into since we're in an office. Can I do that?
Oh my god. Clark sure, knows more. Ask Clark.
Before that, As all your attention is drawn away from the phone, you see behind the desk off to the side, look kind of away from you, you see someone on the floor.
Okay, well, I'm not going to do that anymore.
Did we just walk past them, or were they not there before?
You're not sure. You were paying attention to the phone and trying to get to it first.
There's a man on the floor. I'm going to...
It's a woman, actually.
Oh, this is a woman on the floor.
The excitement level.
Trust the French not to know.
She looks like a middle-aged woman in a stained lab coat.
Oh, there's a middle-aged woman with a stained lab coat on the floor.
I'm going to rush down to her and start immediately doing like first aid protocol. Be like, "Ma'am, can you hear me? Are you okay?"
Yeah, I mean, her dull staring eyes are looking blankly toward the door. The name on her above the pocket reads, Dr. Novikov. and it looks as if she dragged herself in there, judging by the marks on the floor near her and a crudely splinted leg that was not properly set.
Amelia, I did my first aid recently. You meant to check for danger first.
Just shut up. Dr. Novikov, can you hear me?
No, even as you're doing that, you can tell she's cold at this point.
I think she's dead, Doctor.
She's clutching what looks like an old sort of vintage tape recorder to her chest. And there's a pile of papers sort of jammed into a file folder tucked under her arm.
Okay. I kind of gently pat her hair as like, oh, I'm so sorry. And then as I'm seeing those things, I pick them up and I kind of turn around with them back to the group and I go, I think she's dead. And I have no idea what these are, but...
No, don't worry, love. It's just part of the show. And then I'll walk over and I'm going to have a moment. Like, I still assume this is a YouTube, so I think she's part of the show. So I'm going to do my own first aid, which isn't great.
At that point, would I need a sanity roll, or am I good?
Yeah, I'm gonna have you all make a sanity roll.
I don't think Eves has seen a dead body before.
Yeah,
I fumbled my first aid, so can I think that she's still just part of the show?
Oh my lord! Okay. I failed my sanity roll, by the way.
Okay.
I succeeded, but then I've seen people trying.
You still want me to do sanity?
Yeah.
Okay.
I also succeeded.
Yeah. I passed. Okay. I passed. Oh. She's still part of the show.
Okay. Anyone who succeeded, you don't take any. Who failed?
Eves failed.
Okay. So you're going to take two.
Okay.
What about Clarky?
Did Clark fail?
No, he succeeded.
Okay. So no. Yeah. Everyone else is. Yeah. Not fine, but you're holding it together.
I fumbled my first aid and passed my sanity, so she's still part of the show, guys. It's all right. She'll be fine.
I've succeeded, but I'm a doctor, so I've seen various incidents like this before, but I'm assuming it's an occult safety incident more than it is anything untoward.
Well, you do see a pill bottle on the floor next to her.
Can I read the label on the pill bottle, or is there anything there?
It's actually a glass bottle and it's unmarked. You haven't seen a pill bottle like this probably before. But it's clear what it is. It's still a couple of pills in it.
Can I roll chemistry to know and understand what kind of drug this is?
Yeah, it's definitely gonna be a hard roll though.
I got a 9. Will that get me what I need?
Ooh. Sorry. What kind of roll was it?
I got a 9. Will that get me what I need? My extreme success, I think, is a 10.
I don't know.
Yeah. What roll?
Oh, it's extreme success. Oh yeah, yeah.
Medicine.
So yeah, you take out the pill and you sort of rub your finger at it and touch it to your tongue a bit and you think it was some kind of the taste of it leaves sort of a very slight tingling taste of almond. You think it was some kind of arsenic.
Okay, as I'm discovering that, Billy has shoved me out of the way.
Yeah. Don't worry, guys. Okay. It's all part of the challenge. And I pick up the papers, assuming that I'm going to read the instructions for the challenge.
Sure. Yeah. It's as you sort of pick up the folder, you hear something metal hit the floor. Ting, ting, ting.
Oh, Clarky, what's that?
I'll try and have a look around at what the metal was.
Yeah, it doesn't take you long. You actually find this interesting sort of red key.
This is like some sort of escape room shit. It'll be fine.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sure, Billy. Sure. if it helps you, sure. I'm just assuming Billy's in shock right now, and he's not processing it. That's fine. It's okay.
Well, that's a weird looking key.
Yeah. It's not like a typical key, certainly. But
I'm gonna read the papers.
Okay, they are in Russian.
I'll get my translator thing and read the papers.
Translate. Translate.
Right. Yep. And again, you also have her this tape recorder that she was clinging to.
Okay, I'll leave that for someone else to play with. I'll do the papers.
Okay, so you're going to start going through the papers.
Yep.
Can you read?
Yeah, they gave us these fancy knick-knack translator things, innit? So yeah. I'll use that.
That's well and good, but it translates to another language that you have to read. So can you read?
Oh, I see what you're getting at, Frenchie. Shut the fuck up, eh?
I think Eves is probably actually, like, I'm just joking there, but like I think Eves is actually like just, he can't stop staring at the body. And he's seeing the pills on the ground, and he's just like, he's probably like decompartmentalized, and he's disassociated from the scene entirely. And he's like almost transported back to, like, you know, a cold night at his university desk where he's, you know, hears some pretty disturbing news, and he's probably just like staring at this body, unable to look away.
And it does look like the way she's leaning at the moment, it does look like she's staring back.
Yeah, and he's just like staring into her, and he's just like unable to look away. Like,
I'm hoping to win over Eves with my banter one day, but for now I'm just going to read the papers.
He's not even listening
okay.
to you.
Yeah, that's going to take you a few minutes, because you have to scan it, to read it, and then they're all just sort of loose papers sort of jammed in, so it's going to take you a few minutes.
And then in the meantime, I'm just going to put something that I can see there over the body and then go and stand with Eves. The lab coat. Maybe I might, just like put the lab coat over and then go and stand with Eves, probably ready to have a good counselling session, but we'll let the other things unfold.
Yep. I'll just hit play on the tape recorder thing.
It is the 1st of August, 1976. My name is Dr. Nadia Novikov, and if you're listening to this, I'm so sorry. In our vanity and ignorance, we have broken reality. I think I'm dying, and perhaps I deserve it. There may still be time for you if you act quickly. We were told nothing about where it came from, and we barely understood what it was, except that it would make a window. But it wasn't a window. It was a door. At 16:30 hours, we turned on that cursed machine. There was a pulse of energy that went through the lower levels like a heat haze, and there was a terrible whining noise. It was over in seconds, but it left a sweet smell in the air that reminded me of... The reactor alarm started. To our credit, we did not immediately panic. Everyone did their best trying to understand what was going on. Then came the big one, and everything went to haste. We should have known when Popov went mad during the second test. He tried to warn us, but we did not listen. We couldn't listen. They would not let us listen. This was not science. It was insanity. At 17:39 hours, there was a second pulse of energy that went through the entire facility. But this time it was worse. It hit like an earthquake, breaking walls and cracking pipes. This place was meant to withstand a nuclear blast. Three people near me, they popped like a child's balloon. I saw one of the security guards turn inside out. It is something that will live with me until I die, which I suspect is not long now. I could not get him off me. What have we done? when the message to evacuate began playing on a loop. We headed for the stairwells, only to find them blocked by rubble. The lifts were dead. So much blood. There has just been a third pulse. And not the time as 1847 hours. They seem to be getting worse. And I think the duration between them is diminishing. If I can find some paper, maybe I can walk out. Since the recent pulse, I have noticed some sort of purple or black mold on the walls. How long has it been there? Has it always been there and I just never noticed it? I found my friend Michael in the hall. He was being followed by a dark cloud of vapor or shadow. He turned toward it and he's gone now. One of the guards was firing his rifle at nothing. Another was screaming and he started beating me. A lucky shot killed him though. I'm hiding in the medical section now. Hoping the doctor will show up, but he has not. I cannot walk, and there is so much blood. I need to work this out. There was a small pulse when the machine was turned on at 16:30 hours. But the second pulse didn't happen until 17:39. The third big one was at 16:47:11 exactly. There has just been a fourth pulse, and there was a boom from somewhere at level 1, I think. I am holding a stopwatch and it's running, but I have no memory of picking it up or starting it. It has been 1 hour, 4 minutes and 30 seconds since the third pulse. I wrote 1951:30 on my arm. I think the pulse wave was purple or violet this time. It's dark in here, so maybe the others were purple too, and I just didn't notice. After an admittedly crude calculation, I anticipate 5 more pulses over the next 4 hours. The next one should happen at 20:53 hours, followed by a 6th one at 21:49 and a 7th at 22:39. The time between is definitely getting shorter. If I am correct, there will be an 8th at 23:12 and the final pulse just 28 minutes later at 23:49 hours. I say the final pulse because at that point the time between pulses will be effectively zero and the power level unimaginable. I don't know what will happen, but I doubt that anyone will survive. There is screaming outside, more guns, shooting. We pulled on the threads of the universe, and it is unraveling. I'm so sorry. If you find this, tell my mother I love her and miss her. A soldier just came in and asked if I was his sister. When I shook my head no, he walked out, and there was a gunshot. God, I envy him. I think Dr. Popov knows more about this place. We locked him up, but I think he knows what's happening to us. I need to reach the commissar's office and the detention cells before it's too late. The screaming stopped for now. There's something moving in the mirror. Someone is in the room with me, but I cannot see them. I have to get out of here. I'm credit to the commissar's office. And as I suspected, he has one of the shutdown keys for the inversion engine. Though not where they have to be used. I think the other key is probably in either Dr. Leonov's or Dr. Dubravik's offices. I'm not going to make it to Popov in the detention cells. But if he's still alive, I think he knows. He knows. If you find this recording, you must stop the machine at all costs. This goes beyond politics and borders. I believe that if the machine is not stopped, our world is in jeopardy. Please help. I have what notes I could collect, and one of the two keys. The other looked just like this one, but with a yellow cord. The information about using the keys can be found in the data analysis room on level 2. My password is NOV35681D. That should give you access to the inversion plans. If the computers are dead, then there should be a physical copy somewhere in the archives. I believe there are also data archives, but you would need an active computer station to access them. Screams are starting to die down. I think maybe there are fewer people left to scream now. I hear someone speaking English.
This has been the Fumbled Anthology. New episodes are released every Sunday. And for more information, please check out our website, fumbledanthology.com, or seek us out on the social media of your choice. See you next week.